Blog Talk Radio.
3, 2, 1. Listen to Talk with Marie Live. Get ready for some music, books, social events, and special guests. Here's your host, Marie.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is officially International Women's Day. It is March 8th. For those of you who did not know, this is a day that's celebrated all over the world, and many countries have declared today a national holiday. And so this is also commemorated by the UN. So many women's groups around the world do a lot of different events and activities. Some of these groups, they do this year-round, but they make a special effort to come together and bring different groups to have, to really see what's going on with women, but at the same time celebrating the advances women have made, but also discuss some of the issues that we still have to work on. So pretty much women in every continent, often divided by national boundaries and by ethnic, linguistic, cultural, economic, and political differences. In spite of that, they come together on this day. So many times, we do talk about struggle for equality and injustice, sexism, and so many other issues going on in the world. But it's also good to sort of take a good look and see what women have done. And so today there was a special breakfast that's been going on. This is the 19th year in Boston, the 19th annual Boston Area International Women's Day celebration, which is a breakfast that takes place at Simmons College. And today the theme was When Women Set the Agenda, Equal Pay, Paid Family Leave, and Childcare. So it was a great panel discussion that took place at Simmons College. It was planned by so many different local groups and the state. But special thanks go to Simmons Institute for Leadership and Change and Diane Hammer, who is the director of that organization. So the panel was moderated by Megan Costello, who is the executive director of Mayor's Office of Women's Advancement in the City of Boston. And our stellar panelists were Councilor Michelle Wu, who's also the president of the Boston City Council. We had Ms. Coley Moore Henry, who is the manager of policy and operations at the Mass Chapter for National Women's National Organization for Women. Genevieve Nadeau, who is the deputy chief for Civil Rights Division and the Office of the Mass Attorney General. And then we have Maurice Fleur, who is the president and CEO of Bessie Tard Wilson Initiative for Children in Boston. So quite the panel discussion we had. And, I wish many of you were present. And so what I'm going to do, Marie was actually one of my, was probably one of, give the most rousing talk, I would say, at the breakfast. All the women were amazing. I mean, they all well accomplished. I enjoy hearing the personal stories, the women working specifically on policy issues, women working directly with the mayor at so many different levels, which I think it's great to kind of see how change is being made sort of in the community, inside government, outside of government, within nonprofit organizations, and sort of how women are really navigating, our systems. So let me let you hear what Marie had to say just a little bit. Each panelist had about 10 minutes, and then we had questions at the end. And so Marie had a lot to say, and I think part of it is really thinking about early childcare, which is really not only a women's issue. I mean, anyone, any family, anyone who is a parent and dealing with children and different family issues, this is something that affects everyone. And so, but it's always interesting when that becomes a topic of discussion around Women's History Month, Women's International Day, and, you know, it's sort of tagged as a women-only issue. So let's take a listen to what Marie Sainte-Foire had to say about her organization and some marching orders she had for the audience.
92% of the funds that pay the workforce come from the federal government. Thank you, federal government. The state of Massachusetts has to do better. We need them to be a real partner and educate our youngest learners. We're not making tons of mustard in this. And we can't keep pretending that it doesn't matter. It's not babysitting. It's really providing kids the skills they need so they can be full human beings. And so they can be successful academically. And we need people with the skill set, and we need to support the people who don't help them grow, provide them a pathway so they can get there. So please, I want you to go on bookmaskidsfirst.org, and I want you to please join our movement. No, somebody else can talk about it. We got a little. And we're calling paying women a living wage. Bookmaskidsfirst. All your legislators ask them in this budget to prioritize early ed. Don't pick up the pieces after the fact. Handle it now. Pay women a living wage. $21,000 to $26,000 does not cut it. They don't, some of them don't even get any benefits. It's not fair. You won't ask your children to do it. Don't ask these women to take those burdens of handling our Commonwealth business to their detriment. Right? Are you with me? I got this work. I got some letter. Write your legislator. Write your governor. At the end of the day, all this talking matters not if we don't take some real action.
There you have it. Marie Sainte-Foire again. She is the President and CEO of the Bessie Tart Wilson Initiative for Children. And so, you know, this is a real issue. A lot of time we hear people saying, you know, we have a movement, so many things that are happening. And this is real for a lot of people all over the country, not just in the Commonwealth. And so I was happy to be part of that conversation and be in the audience and listening in. And these are the type of events I love going to because it's a reminder of there are so many people working behind the scene that we don't often see. We see the elected officials, we see, you know, the people on TV and so on, if there is any breaking news, but there are people doing real work behind the scene with all these public figures that you see. And so this month and this day, it's one of those, you know, one of those special day that we have to really recognize the work that they're doing. And it's not going to be over after March or after March 8th. And so special thanks again to all the panelists, to all the organizations who supported this amazing event for the past 19 years. And then next year, I'm sure it's going to be super extra special because it's going to be the 20th anniversary and everything will take place at Simmons College, which is amazing. So perfect way to segue into a little break. I'm going to have you guys hear Women of the World. Perfect, perfect group to really be part of this segment, right? You guys heard some of the music before, and today I thought let's hear them again. Women of the World is a group that is based out of Boston. They celebrate global folk traditions. They create and perform rich tapestries of culture and sounds. I love the fact that it is made up of women from different backgrounds. And so they have performed all over the world in 29 of the world's languages. They've performed in Japanese and Creole, Hindi, Hebrew, Italian, English, Spanish, French, just to name a few. And so they are one of my favorite groups. And they are the 2014 USA National A Cappella Champions. So here's Women of the World. And this song is Tata Ngenho Novo. Brazilian beat to it. A little news about Women of the World. If you want to get more information, you can go to womenoftheworldmusic.com. They are currently participating in the She Sings Women's a cappella Festival out in California. So the festival is going to be from March 11th through the 13th. And guess what? They are the headliners. So very excited to see that. As I mentioned, they are the 2014 champion. But they are traveling all over. They always have tons of activities. They have a gorgeous new website. So you guys can find them on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and of course iTunes to listen to their beautiful music. So I'm going to also end the program with another song. And I'm telling you, they are the perfect group. Perfect group to listen to. So this whole month, I'm going to do my best to find you music by women from all over the world. So check them out when you get a chance. They're also on SoundCloud, which is where I was playing this music. So I will return with more. So today I just wanted to make sure I plugged the breakfast and one of the few events going on today. There are tons going on. There was even an event at UMass Boston. I had a chance to chat with the assistant program director, Muna, from the Center for Women in Politics and Public Policy at the University of Massachusetts Boston, and they have their own event going on tonight, which is happening right now as the show is going on. Before I go off, I want to thank all my followers on Twitter and Pinterest. If you are listening, as you know, I always need music, so keep sending me your songs and your page, and I'll be more than happy to play one of your songs, or as many as you like me to do. Special thanks to all the musicians who just keep sending me stuff and engaging with me on social media. I always enjoy getting your emails and, you know, retweeting some of my messages. So today we did a special segment. I'll be back over the weekend with more on books, music, and events going on Second Life and Concert Window. So let's end with one of my favorite songs from Women of the World. So I believe there are so many, but that's Dorena. And this one has a little more Indian feel to it. All right. So again, happy International Women's Day. And I'll see you guys next time.
Some long valley in some. Love Talk with Marie. Follow the show on Twitter and Pinterest.